Good night, radio listeners. I'm Apostle Janice James of Sharma Outreach Movement. And Sharma Outreach Movement is a faith-based organization that reaches out to people, taking them from where they are to where God wants them to be, to a place of wholeness, fulfillment, and purpose in Jesus Christ. Now, this series of our Reaching Out program aims to reach out to believers in particular and the backslider. To do what? To help them improve their outcomes by improving their relationship with God. And our hope is that by what we say and do, non-believers will desire to become believers. And so we truly appreciate you taking the time to join us. In our last session, we focus on the words of encouragement that God gave to us for each one of you to bring hope so that you will not give up. God assured many of you that you are close to your breakthrough. And so this week, we will begin to look at what it means to live the overcoming lifestyle. And to discuss this with me, I have Minister Elizabeth Purcell Sargent.
Good night, radio listeners.
So now, please join us as we pray. Father, tonight we declare that the minds and the hearts of your listeners will be opened to the truth of your word. And as revelation comes, they will experience the transformation they have been longing for and are set free in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in relation to our topic, to overcome, according to the Bible, it really means to subdue, or to conquer, or to prevail, or to get the victory. Now, in the book of Revelation, Jesus spoke a lot about the rewards for those who are overcomers, which we will learn about in a later session. So what it does is to cause us to be aware that there are big rewards for those who are victorious in this life on earth. Then, if this is so, it means that if you and I are to partake of these rewards, then we must know how to live an overcoming or victorious life. So we start with the mind, and we will call this the overcomer's mindset. So since the model or the pattern for every believer is Jesus Christ himself, then we will begin by looking at his mindset, because he was the biggest overcomer that we know, as described in the New Testament. And more than that, he made it possible for us to be overcomers as well. So what did Jesus overcome, you may be asking? Thank you for asking. Well, he triumphed over sin, death, and temptation. And here are several ways in which Jesus demonstrated the overcomer's mindset. First, he resisted temptation. One of the most famous demonstrations of Jesus's overcoming mindset is his 40 days of fasting in the wilderness, during which he faced what? Temptation from Satan. But despite being tempted with power and wealth and fame, Jesus remained steadfast in his devotion to God, rejecting all these temptations and affirming his commitment to a higher purpose, I say. And you can read all about this in Matthew 4:1-11. And secondly, Jesus endured through temptation, through trials. This one is trials. Jesus faced numerous challenges and opposition throughout his ministry, including rejection by religious leaders, betrayal by one of his disciples, and eventual crucifixion. And despite these trials, we are saying today that Jesus persevered in his mission, showing what? Remarkable resilience and faithfulness to God's will.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you know, Apostle 13, Jesus also forgave his enemies. He taught and exemplified forgiveness, even towards those who wronged him. And while he was there hanging on that cross, he famously prayed that prayer. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And our radio listeners, you can read this in the book of Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, where he demonstrated his ability to overcome bitterness and resentment. And how did he do that? With love and compassion. Fourthly, Jesus was resilient. An apostle, he taught that resilience, you know. Jesus frequently taught about the importance of enduring and persevering in the face of adversity.
Correct.
He encouraged us, his followers, to take up our cross and follow him. And that symbolized the willingness to endure, our willingness to endure that suffering and hardship for the sake of doing what was right. Radio listeners, listen to me. You can read all about that in the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse 24.
And you know the fifth thing, Jesus also conquered death. Now this is the ultimate demonstration of Jesus's overcoming mindset. What is it? His resurrection from the dead. So despite being crucified and buried, Jesus conquered death and he rose again, triumphant over the grave and offering eternal life to all who believe in him, as you would see in 1 Corinthians 15, 54 to 57. Read your friends. You know what? It is clear that Jesus' life and teachings exemplified an overcomer's mindset characterized by what? Resilience, faith, forgiveness, and victory over sin and death. His example continues to inspire Christians across the world to do what? To persevere in their own trials and challenges, walking in faith and trusting in God's power to overcome all challenges. And so, I humbly challenge you today, my friends, to persevere in your own life challenges, because as Jesus overcame, he now calls upon you and me, you and I, every born again believer, to be an overcomer. This is spoken of in Luke 11, 22, which says that people who are born again, they are overcomers. The unseen banner, my friends, over your head in the spirit is overcomer in capital letters. But notice, this banner will be over your head when you have proven yourself to be the overcomer he has called you to be, as you prevail over your trials, over your difficulties, over adversities, over hurt, over sickness, over disease, over relationship issues, over financial issues, over temptation. And you know all of us face these things, right? But we have to prevail over them if we are to be overcomers. Prevailing or becoming victorious in one area of difficulty, let me say to you, it makes it easier to be victorious in another one, and then another one, and then another one, and it continues.
Yes, yes, yes. But you know something, Apostle? Lust. You see that thing, lust? That is one of the major challenges that we as believers face, especially believers who do not yet know that they are victors in Christ. And they are struggling to seize that victory. And they are struggling as to how to seize that victory. But that scripture, 1 John chapter 2 and verse 16, it tells us, for all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, those things are not of this, not of the Father, but it is of the world. And when we look at this scripture, Apostle, It is simply describing three categories of worldly lusts or desires. It is speaking of the lust of the flesh, it is speaking of the lust of the eyes, and it is speaking of the pride of life. And it is saying these things are not of the Father, but it is of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But dear listeners, listen as we clarify what each one refers to.
Yes. So the lust of the flesh. What does this refer to? It speaks about the desires in our hearts, the cravings in our hearts. Yeah?
Yes.
This including all the indulgence that we see, that many of us experience in sensual pleasure, such as food and sex and any other physical gratification. And it also includes any sinful desire or appetite related to the physical body that leads us away from God's will.
That's correct. But when we talk about the lust of the eyes, here we are talking about that desire for material possessions or that desire for wealth. It even involves the coveting of things that are visually appealing to us, you know, where we eyes like to roam and see. Yes. And that includes the temptation to acquire things that we see and we desire in our heart for. And we desire it, even though it is necessary or not. But you know, these things often leads to things such as greed and envy and discontentment.
Well, let me tell you about the pride of life. Because this refers to arrogance. It refers to self-centeredness and the pursuit of status, recognition, and power. You know many of us in that, yes?
Yes.
It involves boasting about our own achievement or possessions. You know, we like to impress people, right? And we're seeking to elevate ourselves above others, relying on our own abilities rather than depending on God.
So when we really look at it, these three categories represent the various ways in which these worldly desires can, what, just lead us astray from God's will. And what does it also do? Hinder our spiritual growth. When we listen to John the Apostle, he warned that these temptations are not from God. But he is saying that they are characteristics of the fallen world, which is the world we are living in right now. And he is emphasizing the short-lived nature of these worldly pursuits. And what does he do? He contrasts them with the eternal value of doing God's will.
Amen.
Yes. And so we are seeing that those who align themselves with God's will and choose to put the spiritual values over these worldly desires that we're talking about, they are the ones, you know what? You know what, Apostle? They will experience eternal life and fulfillment.
And you know what? This is why Paul told his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:23. He said, run as fast as you can from all the ambitions and lust of youth and chase after all that is pure. Whatever builds your faith and deepens your love must become your holy pursuit. And Apostle John says further in 1 John 5:4, he says, you see, every child of God overcomes the world. All those things we talk about, yes, they overcome those things. For our faith is the victorious power that triumphs over the world. And in verse 5, he says, so who is the world conquerors defeating its power? The answer he gives is those who believe in Jesus, the Son of God. So therefore, the statement that Christians are world conquerors or overcomers is rooted in the victory that believers have through their faith in Jesus Christ. And so, as we conclude, let us be reminded that we are overcomers through Christ, but we must also be aware of what James 1:14 says, for every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. So, radio friends, as we come to the end of our session, let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly bow before you, acknowledging you as our Lord and our precious Savior. Because of the cross, we have the victory. So we are thanking you for teaching us and leading us in the way that we must go. And so we declare tonight over your people that we will all walk in victory in the name of Jesus. And so together we say amen and amen. This is Apostle Janice James saying we are looking forward to reaching out to you on the second and the fourth Saturday of each month. And in our next session on February the 10th, we will continue to help you to draw closer to God and to succeed in your daily life. So, together with my teammate, we say, God is good. Goodbye.